A short excerpt from Atonement by Ian McEwan. It was a stupid thing. You were never meant to read it. No one was. Still, she shrank away. One elbow was resting on the shelves, and she seemed to slide along them as though about to disappear between the books. He heard a soft, wet sound, the kind that is made when one is about to speak and the tongue unglues from the roof of the mouth. But she said nothing. It was only then that it occurred to him that she might not be shrinking from him, but drawing him with her deeper into the gloom. From the moment he had pressed the bell, he had nothing to lose. So he walked towards her slowly as she slipped back, until she was in the corner where she stopped and watched him approach. He too stopped, less than 4 feet away. He was close enough now, and there was just enough light to see she was tearful and trying to speak. For the moment it was not possible, and she shook her head to indicate that he should wait. She turned aside and made a steeple of her hands to enclose her nose and mouth and pressed her fingers into the corners of her eyes. She brought herself under control and said, "It's been there for weeks." Her throat constricted and she had to pause. Instantly he had an idea what she meant, but he pushed it away. She drew a deep breath and continued more reflectively, "Perhaps it's months. I don't know."